WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Forget about the outrageous stories in the tabloids. Book critic John Leonard says he's been reading about a much more gripping scandal in the new book, The Dead Sea Scrolls Deception: Why a Handful of Religious Scholars Conspired to Suppress the Revolutionary Contents of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Here's his review.
In case you've wondered what the fuss is really all about, The Dead Sea Scrolls Deception is a wonderfully lively introduction to the clannish world of scholarship and ideology. I'll admit here that all I know about the scrolls discovered in the Qumran caves near Jerusalem in 1947 is what I read in Edmund Wilson and the newspapers. I'm not competent to pronounce upon the many provocations and luridities of these British reporters, who wrote a highly regarded previous book about the search for the historical Jesus. Except to say that as rough as Oliver Stone was on the Warren Commission, Bagent and Lee are rougher on the coterie of Roman Catholic scholars who have refused to publish photos, much less translations, of the complete scrolls for more than 40 years. Whether the coterie's paranoia has confabulated a matching paranoia of investigative journalism, I can't tell you. But the pen portraits here of these scholars and their many academic enemies, of the bureaucrats who were supposed to keep an eye on them in Jordan and Israel, and of the clerics in the Vatican with a vested interest in keeping the Gospels safe from revisionism, are a wonder of savage detail, as if we'd wandered into a novel by Evelyn Waugh. And the reading of the evidence, archaeological, anthropological, historical, and analytic textual, is ingenious and persuasive, up to the point of my own manifest limitations. Besides, I love a scandal. We are told, among many other assertions, that the coterie has suppressed texts that might embarrass the Vatican, that it's done its best to ruin the careers of independent scholars who have challenged its working methods and its interpretations, and that at least two of its members are on record as anti-Semites. Leaning heavily on the scholarship of Robert Eisenman at California State University, Bagent and Lee argue that the scrolls belong to the first century AD instead of the pre-Christian era, that the authors and custodians of the scrolls weren't the sexless and pacifistic Essenes previously advertised, but rather the bloodthirsty zealots who died at Masada, that in fact Essenes and zealots weren't separate sects at all, but more or less nicknames for different tendencies in one big Jewish nationalistic and messianic movement determined to overthrow the Roman occupation of Palestine. We are also told, most provocatively, that Paul himself may have been an informer or an agent of the Romans, promoting a new religion to subvert this revolutionary nationalism. Well, is that enough scandal for you? Perhaps the Dead Sea coterie has been just careerist greedy, and maybe incompetent, and certainly wrong-headed, but I don't know about dishonest or sinister. Think of this review as gossip. I'm only telling you what I heard this book say. But wow, talk about Clinton's sex life. Anyway, and how you feel about this depends on how you feel about history and historians, the facts won't change anybody's faith. No matter what science tells us, we go on believing in mysteries and miracles. We need them more than we need bad news.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Dead Sea Scrolls Deception: Why a Handful of Religious Scholars Conspired to Suppress the Revolutionary Contents of the Dead Sea Scrolls by Michael Bagent and Richard Lee, published by Summit Books.